So let's talk a little bit about wearing a yarmulke in court. The general issue of wearing a yarmulke is, I think we discussed that issue once, about whether it's a chiyuv, a minug, or this, that. So the Aruch HaShulchan has a pretty good summary of the basic sources. Aruch HaShulchan and Aruch Chaim in Simon Bey, Sif Yod, writes, quotes the Gemara in Kiddushin that Rav Huna Breda of Yeshua lo maski dalet amos pegiloy arosh, that he wouldn't go dalet amos with his head uncovered, and he said, Shechina lamale miroshi, the Shechina is above my head. And the Gemara in Shabbos Taf Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis, the same Rav Huna Breda of Yeshua, Tesili de lo sagina dalet amos pegiloy arosh. He says, one of the great things that I do, one of my wonderful minhagim, is that I never go dalet amos with gilui arosh. The Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Nun Vav Amud Beis says, Kasei reishcha ki hechi detavi alach emasu de shamaya. Cover your head so that you'll have proper fear of heaven. That's the idea of wearing a yarmulke. And the Gemara quotes a story there about how a person's yarmulke fell off, and right away, well, he did a terrible avera just because his Yetzer Hara got the best of him as soon as his yarmulke fell off. The Aruch HaShulchan quotes a Maseches Kala that Pam Achas Ho Yoshim Zekenim Bishar Va'avru Lefneim Shnei Tinokos. One time there was a Kenim sitting by the gate of a city, I guess, and two young children walked by. Echad Kisa Es Rosho Ve'echad Gila Es Rosho. One of them had a yarmulke on, and one of them, I guess, was pulling the yarmulke in the hand move. You know, he was not wearing a yarmulke on his head. And they decided, I guess just for fun, to look into the kid who did not have a yarmulke on his head. Turned out that he was a mamzer ben anida, and his mother, he was conceived while his mother was anida. Coincidence, as luck would have it. So the Maseches Kala is obviously telling us it wasn't a coincidence that there's a certain amount of Yerushalayim that the yarmulke represents. And the idea, the Aruch HaShulchan says, is that the moach, which is the makara chachma vayira, should never be exposed in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's malei kala aretz kavodo, that it's a chutzpah to say that my moach, my brain, is so great that it doesn't have to be subjugated to anything in this world. The yarmulke is sort of our way of keeping our brains in, of showing that that we're whatever our moach is, it's underneath what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashpah is, and therefore if you don't do this, it's an azus, and as an azus and a chutzpah, it causes the Yetzer Hara to be misgaber and causes a person to violate all sorts of averos. So the Aruch HaShulchan quotes some of the gedolim held that meikar adin there's an iser not to wear a yarmulke. Others held it's a midos chasidus. However, Aruch HaShulchan writes there ubimakrom hahechrech where you need to not wear a yarmulke. Kimo be'erchaos hakira shebemedina demalchusa ein leilach bekisa arosh, like in court, where the Dina de Malchusa is that you need to go with your head exposed, then b'sham mutter. Then it's okay to not wear a yarmulke when you're in court. But if it's not b'makom hehechrech, if there's no great need for it, then you would need to wear a yarmulke. Rav Moshe was asked, for instance, in several places, he has several tshuvas about the issue of not wearing a yarmulke for the sake of parnasa. Right, it used to be that if you were, I think even recently, if if I'm not mistaken, when I was in YU, someone, Rabbi Willig Shear, went to interview, someone who was an old Talmud of Rabbi Willig's, went to interview at different law firms. He was like a super brilliant guy. He was not worried about getting a job. And at half the law firms he interviewed at, he wore a yarmulke. And half of them that he interviewed at, he didn't wear a yarmulke. He did like 5 and 5. And the ones that he didn't wear a yarmulke at, he got all 5 jobs. The ones that he did wear a yarmulke at, he got 1 out of the 5, or something like that. Some insane discrepancy. It used to be even much worse. It used to be that it wasn't even shaykh. That you're going to go into an interview with a yarmulke in a waspy law firm, forget it. You don't have a chance of getting a job. My uncle told me, Julius Berman, who's the chairman of the Board of REITs, his successful career as an attorney, told me that when he first got a job at Kay Scholler, years and years and years ago, now Kay Scholler has shiurim and Mincha Minyan in his office, and it's all from... I don't know any partner in Kay Scholler who doesn't have smicha, but it used to be that when he first got his job, Rav Soloveitchik told him, don't wear a yarmulke at work. And if I recall correctly, he told me it wasn't until he brought in the Reichman account that he felt comfortable enough to wear his yarmulke. And once he brought in the Reichman account, he felt that it was okay. Reichman was a famous billionaire. So Rav Moshe was asked, what about for the sake of parnassah? Is it okay to not wear a yarmulke? So Rav Moshe writes he writes in Orchaim Chelik Dalzim and Beis that it's mutter because the whole Indian of wearing yarmulke is only midas chasidus, and he says that even to say Shem Hashem without a yarmulke is not so pashut that it's asur midina. There are some poskim, quote, quotes of Bira Grun Simen Ches, that maybe it might even be mutter meikra din to say Shem Hashem. That we would try to avoid at all costs, though. So if a person is a lawyer in a courtroom, whatever, you try not to invoke the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, saying God may or may not be Shem Hashem, we'll get to that in a second. So Ramash says, but anyway, Mikra Din, it's clearly, even if it wasn't Isser, it would be mutter to... because it's a Midas Chasidus, says you certainly don't have to be Mevazvez Yosem Michalmesh for a Midas Chasidus. Normally for any mitzvah say you don't need to give up more than 20% of your money. For a Midas Chasidus says Davar Pashud, you don't need to give up more than 20% of your money. Not getting a job is losing your entire parnasa, so that certainly counts as giving up more than 20% of your money. Now there is a sheet of the Taz that holds that nowadays it's a Chok Ha'akum to not wear a yarmulke, and therefore when you don't wear a yarmulke, it's a violation of Chukas Akum. Rav Moshe says that's maybe when the Taz lived, but Bizmanenu, there's no Chok of the Akum to not wear a yarmulke. They just don't wear a yarmulke. It's not like something that they're Dafka Makbid, when it's cold outside they'll put a hat on. They're not Dafka Makbid not to wear a hat. You come in the house, you take off the hat. It's not a Chok HaAkum to not wear a yarmulke. He doesn't really see how that would apply at all nowadays. Now what about saying God without a yarmulke? Is that a Shem Hashem? So in a different shuv, in Archaim Chel Beisim Chafei, Rav Moshe was asked about prayers that they say, Pledge of Allegiance, in public schools. Can children participate in the Pledge of Allegiance? So Rav Moshe writes that he says, Budvara Tfila Ktsara Sha'omra Yiladim Bebatei Sefer Shal Medina, in regards to the short prayer that children say in schools, he says, first of all, don't worry, it's not a Christian prayer. And they dafka, he says, Baruch Hashem, the country that we live in, they dafka were very careful not to make it into a Christian prayer. They didn't make any reference to any sort of religion. What about saying God? So he says, Ulhaskir Shem God, but Anglit, he spells God Gimel Dalud like God. I would have put an aleph in there just to differentiate, but he says to say God, but Anglit in English, Shua Kavana Lashem Yisparach Begilei Rosh, Nira Shein Lahakbit Kolkach. He says, I don't think you need to worry so much about saying the shame God in English. Eino shame klal. The Shach paskins that in Lashon Chol, in our language, to say God is not a real Shem Hashem. That's what that was in old Machlokas Haposkin. In other languages, is anything that refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu automatically the Shem Hashem, or and has therefore certain restrictions, or is it no, only the actual Shemos? That's what Rav Shachter quotes from Soloveitchik. Rav Soloveitchik was not fond of the minhag that people would write G/D. He said, Manavshuch, if you hold that anything that refers to God, that clearly refers to God, has a status of Shem Hashem, so then G/D has a status of Shem Hashem also. And if you hold that in English it doesn't have the status of Shem Hashem, so then you might as well write G/D. So then it wouldn't be a problem either way. So he didn't like that minhag of writing G/D. He thought it was pure Amaratzos. To write Shir Amaratzos was Lashon. Shir Amaratzos. He thought that it wasn't proper to write. It didn't make any sense to write G/D. Now, what about in court? So as we said, according to Rav Moshe, l'chora shouldn't be a problem, even if you have to say God or whatever reason in court, not to wear a yarmulke. The Rav David Tzvi Hoffman in his Tshuvas Melamed L'Hovel Chelik Beis Simin Nun Vav has a fascinating tshuva about wearing a yarmulke in court. He says, really, l'chadchila, you should wear a yarmulke in court. But he says that he doesn't think that it's that hine bikila kadoshi yureim de Frankfurt, I think he's referring to, bebeis achinuch shenis yased meagon of Shamshur Fal Hirsch. He says, in Rabbeinu Hirsch's institutions, shania yisi morishem beis shana v'chetzi, Rav Hildesheim writes, when I was a Rebbe there for 2.5 years, Yoshima Talmidim Bishas Limud Shara Madoim Bepriyas Rosh. Unbelievable. Would you ever send your kids to this yeshiva? Rabbeinu Hirsch's yeshiva. The Talmidim would sit when they were learning secular studies without yarmulkes. only when they were learning Limudei Kodesh, they would wear yarmulkes. V'rak b'shas limud Torah mechasim rosham, only when they would learn Torah. V'zeh nasah sham al pitakonas harav agon moreinu sham shem fol hirsh tzal, and this was the minhag that was nisyasid al pir of sham shem fol hirsh. And he said, once I went to visit Rav Sham Shem Fol Hirsch with a hat on my head, and he said, over here in Germany, derech eretz is you take off your hat when you go see an adam gadol. You don't keep your hat on when you go see an adam gadol. That's very different than it would have been in Eastern Europe. Probably would not have gotten the same shmooze in Eastern Europe. So anyway, he says, "Benidon didan im ashofei nosin reshus lechasos rosh b'shas shvua matov." If the judge allows you to cover your head when you're taking a shvua and you're going to say God's name, or whatever, so that's great. If you can keep your head covered when you're saying a shvua, fantastic. And you should definitely ask permission, says Rav Hildesheimer. Because it's a mitzvah lechasos rosho called davar shebekedusha, vashvua hu lo bilti safek davar kedusha, and a shvua has the status of a davar shebekedusha. So for sure you should ask for permission to cover your head. Elamai, if it's not granted, so it's not the end of the world. If it's not granted, so there's a reason to assume that going begila rosh is not a problem. Now nowadays, the Rabbi Broid points out in his book, The Pursuit of Justice, page 72, he points out that it's important to understand most lawyers don't want to, the reason they don't want to wear a yarmulke is not the same as what Rav Dov Tzvi Hoffman, I kept on saying Rav Hildesheimer, Rav Dov Tzvi Hoffman was talking about, in that nowadays it's more of a social thing, not a legal thing. It used to be that it wasn't legal, they wouldn't allow you to wear a yarmulke in court. Now it's just, you're afraid how they're going to look at you. Is the jury going to be staring at your yarmulke the whole time, or are they going to be listening to the merit of your arguments, and what preconceived notions that they have about Jews is going to affect their judgment? It's more of that kind of issue, rather than a legal issue. But the conclusion seems to be the same, that Meikar Adin, it would be mutter to not wear a yarmulke in that situation. But again, if possible, and you don't think it's going to hurt your ability to represent a client or whatever, if possible, certainly if you're just a witness in court, if possible, to ask permission, and certainly that it's ideal to wear a yarmulke in all situations.